Ladies and gentlemen, let's begin. As was proposed both yesterday during the informal meeting and proposed this morning as well, we will start right now with consideration of the part on recommendations. That's chapter 4 of the draft report. There are novel aspects in it, yet at the same time, this has been circulated in the beginning, the first week of August. We've also had an opportunity to go over it both during regional group meetings last week, as well as during the informal yesterday. Therefore, the chair will not go too much into the logic of it. But the chair will insist that delegations and members take their seats and that there is sufficient silence in the room so that we can go on with our work. Chair will not go, as I said, in the logic of the recommendations. Yet at the same time, the opening for interventions and for the list of speakers will be for the full set of recommendations, because there is a lot of points that are tied one with the other. Therefore, it wouldn't make any sense to perhaps go paragraph by paragraph. It is the full logic of the recommendations that we should go into. It is an approach that seeks to find a new path, in a way, or to continue our work, rather, in a substantive manner between now and the REFCON. There is a temporal dimension to it that is slightly different. There's a two-year work that is proposed, but at the same time, the second year is a REFCON year. So, in a way, it is tying that work, both of the GG, with the final considerations that will be a part of the REFCON. And as mentioned before, certainly a great part of the work in the REFCON will be focused on the work of this GG. Therefore, it makes sense in that regard as well. It is an attempt to find a way, first of all, to officially adopt the guiding principles and as well to find a way to tie them into practice. Therefore, there's a few elements in that that are tied to the principles themselves. Yet at the same time, there is this proposal that there is a focus on three work streams, a legal, a technological one. First, it was technical, and by native English speakers, it were correctly informed that technological is the proper term that it will be used, because we're talking about technology. All of them focus on technical aspects, even if they're legal or military, but it is the technology that is of interest here. Therefore, a legal, a technological, and a military stream. And at the same time, especially during the informal yesterday and to some degree last week during the regional consultations, there were a lot of interventions in terms of with agreement to the proposal, yet at the same time to find a way to cross-fertilize them so that there isn't a sequencing of the three that doesn't allow for some kind of cross-fertilization of the discussions that are going on in each of those three streams. Therefore, there is an attempt again with a new paragraph to find that balance, to really bring that out with enough freedom to any chairs to be able to, and at the same time to, with an awareness of the time limits we have here, to find a way to, for future chairs and the GG of next year, to be able to organize its work. So there is hopefully enough flexibility for that, while giving again enough of a framework of work and the focus of its work. With that said, the chair opens the list of speakers specifically on the part of recommendations, and the invitation is to cover the recommendations as a whole. The chair recognizes Bulgaria.